Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looks like Jorge Mateo, Gary Sanchez will be back in September. Mountcastle will be up here for the A's starting up this weekend. And let's get old Beavers and Vasallo into the lineup as well. Speaking of lineup, Jackson Holliday, Jordan Westberg, Gunnar Adley's the DH, Jackson right field, Mayo first, Kowser in left, who's been brutal, 2-for-16, 11 Ks this month. Dylan Carlson, not exactly been knocking a cover off the ball himself. I mean, here's an audition for you, Dylan Carlson. And you're failing. You're failing the audition. You got a chance to earn some stuff. This was a guy expected to be the long-term center fielder for the Cardinals. Alex Jackson, former top five pick, or six, whatever it was. He's behind a dish. Trevor Rogers is on the hill, and then the A's coming to town. Sagano, Brandon Young, Kay Povich will be on the hill for the Orioles for that one. So what do you think about this latest Tyler O'Neill news? Orioles need a right fielder in the offseason. It ain't him. How about right-handed DH, occasional outfield, if in fact he's around?
Well, right field's become a complete mess. So now, even more so than last week, get Beavers up here. I mean, you have clear-cut openings. I'm sorry, Dylan Carlson, personally, I'm not interested in what he can bring to the table in the future. Mm-hmm. If you want to keep him around as a depth piece, all right, we can have that conversation, but he's not in any starting conversations for me. You have a clear hole in center field then. Now you have a hole in right field. There's no more excuse. And Machine, you want to get him up here? That's fine, because quite frankly, he had a great spring and he's earned it throughout the regular season. Like, that would be merit-based, so I don't have a problem with it. But there's holes on this team. There's a clear opportunity to audition these guys, and I don't understand why they're not doing it.
Yeah, just trying to project next year's outfield off the top of my head. Kowser, who's been brutal. I mean, we're months removed from the injury. We just mentioned O'Neill. Who am I missing?
Throw another curveball into things. Heston Kjerstad, who we have not really heard from at all.
No update.
No up so well
on if, his
correct.
He's on the IL,
and I believe Andy Koska asked the question yesterday. It was a really vague answer. He didn't say much at all. Just said we don't have anything to reveal. We're gonna confer over that and get back to you when we have a statement.
We'll get back to you on that.
So again, that doesn't sound like he's got a sore back or he's whatever.
Here's the quote. Nothing to share on Kjerstad, Manzolino. Nothing to share on Kjerstad yet. Later in the week, once we kind of talk it through, but nothing we want to share.
So the fact that you have to think about how you want to present this, whatever it is, because that's the biggest thing. We don't know what it is. It's starting to seem like this is a little more of the unusual variety. And again, we haven't heard from Kjerstad forever. I know when he got sent down, he wasn't performing very well at AAA, so he kind of disappeared into the background, but now he's not even playing at all.
Yeah, so. And the initial report was rest. Yeah. Is it physical or mental? Mm-hmm. Combination of both. He hasn't been the same since he got brained last July at Oriole Park Camden Yards in the rain by the Yankees. So that's the Birds taking on the Phillies, avoiding the sweep. We'll keep you up to date on the score from 12:30 till 2, and then Inside Access will take over. But when we come back, news from the Nest, talk to Ravens. Joy practice yesterday, get a video scouting report, any questions for him about what he saw, any players in particular you want to hear about, get on in here at 410-583-1057. Buy or sell 12:15. Jim Hunter talks Birds of Baltimore and the American League East. All of a sudden, the Boston Red Sox won 7 in a row, and Toronto just won't stop, never stopping.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.